We are one family. How about that? We are one family. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. We are one family. One family? How lovely. The very thought of it is a very soothing and a very comforting point of view. We are all one family. However, it's not that easy. It's not that easy because we sometimes think that we're all one family and then we treat each other with disrespect. We treat each other with the feeling that we don't think others are really so nice. We don't think others are doing the beautiful things that they should be doing. And when we have thoughts like that, what we're doing is we're putting a cause in motion which is going to bring unhappiness into our life. Now, we are all one family. And one family means that we have one parent, we have one mother, one father, one creative cause, one divinity. God is our creator, and we are the created, and we are the creator, and we are the one, and we are the all. But what does the word family mean? Family usually means where a group of people are living together harmoniously with one point in mind of being themselves and having fun and having an enjoyable relationship one with the other. And when any one member of the family becomes disjointed, becomes out of joint or out of focus with the rest of the family, then the family says, hey, let's see what's going on here. Let's correct this thing. This doesn't have to go on. We don't want this to go on because this is not a beneficial thing to us. And so the whole family unites in working together and bringing about happiness and peace and right action where there might have been inharmony. Now, from a spiritual point of view, that's really unimportant. It's really unimportant because we are one. And as one, we are all. And as all, every experience, good, bad, or indifferent that happens, we have put a cause in motion to bring it about. And should we not like an experience we have brought about, or should we choose to change it, we put a different cause in motion so that the old experience no longer is paid attention to, and the new experience is all that is lived and all that is seen. Now, we can have a very easy time with this if we will live in the now with our one family as one family. Because then we're being ourselves and having fun, and we're doing joyous things, we're doing wonderful things, we're doing beautiful things. What makes the problem here is that we think of the past. We remember when somebody wasn't so nice. We remember when somebody didn't do the correct thing. We remember when somebody had a bad attitude. And we look at somebody even now, and we see a frown on their face, and we interpret it as something from the past, as something of a bad attitude of the past, not realizing that perhaps it's something brand new. Some brand new attitude of mind that they have that is disturbing them. And because we have this tendency to live in the past and stay in the past and put power on the past, we keep our pictures. And we say, well, that's when he was just a little boy, and that's when he's an older boy, and that's when he's a man, and that's when he got married, and that's when he had children, that's when he's a grandfather. Now, that's quite a scheme there, isn't it? But what benefit is it to look at that? We have one of our students here, Ingeborg, and every time she goes into the doctor's office, the doctor looks at her and says, my, you are certainly a young spring chicken. You certainly have the body of a very healthy person. Oh, she has a little problem here and there, and the doctor works with her on it, but he says, by and all, you're in excellent shape. You're in beautiful physical condition. You have a beautiful mental attitude toward life. You're a healthy, healthy, healthy woman. Now, if Ingeborg remembered a pain that she had this morning, and spent the day thinking about that pain, instead of thinking about how beautiful the doctor sees her and everybody else sees her, how wonderful she is, then that pain will become her total family. She'll forget all about everybody else who loves her. She'll forget all about everybody else who sees her whole and perfect and fantastic, and she will just remember that one pain. We're all like that from time to time, where we let an experience in the present carry on into the future and become something of the past, and we live with it, holding it holds us in its bondage of remembrance, not the pain so much, but the remembrance, and worry, and thinking that it's going to exacerbate. You like that word, exacerbate? We looked that up the other day to make sure we were right, and we were right. Exacerbate, that means get worse, to make it worse and worse and worse, to compound the situation beyond imagination. And it's a silly thing, isn't it? We're all one family. We should, as one family, or we could, we can, we will, and we are, and we do, as one family, we live in the now. And if there's anything in the past that was not so pleasant, forget it. If there's anything in the past that was pleasant, forget it. The not so pleasant and the pleasant both belong in the past. We have so many wonderful things happening in the here and now. So many wonderful things happening in this moment as we be ourselves and have fun, that we don't have time for the past. We don't have time to dwell on the antiquity of 10 minutes ago or yesterday. Yes, antiquity. We don't have time to dwell on something that is no longer in the now. Our life, as we dedicate it to the now, lives in the perfect family, in the family of perfection, and the family of the is, the family of the joy and the peace and the power and the love right now. This is the one family that we are. This is the one family that we don't remember the past. That's the human family. We live in the now, and in the joy of the now, and in the beauty of the now, and in the excitement of the now, and the happenings of the now. They keep us so busy, we haven't even one moment, one second to think of the past. The now keeps us so thrilled that our family right now is so beautiful, so fulfilled, so wonderful, that that's really all that matters. And you know, that's the truth. That's really all that matters. Think about that. You have one family. Let's live with that family in the now and know that that's the only time there is being ourselves and having fun. Yeah, I love it. I love you. I love you. I love you.